Mad Max got pulled over by a Hebrew, speeding down the coast on Thursday night. You can say that Mel's an alcoholic, but I think he was blitzed on Vegemite. He'd been drinking too much Foster's, and his Lexus felt so nice. So he did 80 miles an hour, 90 times as fast as Passion of the Christ. Cops claim Mel got anti-Jewish, but they say the final straw was his threat of circumcision and his shout-out to his fans in Hezbollah. Mad Max got pulled over by a Hebrew, flying down my street completely drunk. You can say that Mel's an anti-Semite, but the cops found kosher vodka in his trunk. Before they slapped the cuffs on Mel then, the police said, would you please sign this DUI citation and then these lethal weapon DVDs. Things got worse down at the station. They said Mel's a sexist jerk. He called a lady Sugar Hooters. Hey Mel, I've tried that line. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work!
Mad Max got pulled over by a Hebrew, racing through my hood in Malibu. You can say that Mel was acting psycho, he was just rehearsing scenes from Braveheart 2. After threats of urination, he made bail and got to go. What a shame he smashed that payphone. It's the same one that they seized from Russell Crowe. I've warned all my Jewish neighbors, better watch your Yiddish butts. They should never give a license to a guy who Charlie Manson thinks is nuts. Mad Max got pulled over by a Hebrew, speeding down my sidewalk full of booze. You can say that Mel's an anti-Semite, but that's not true, he merely hates the Jews. Mad Max got pulled over by a Hebrew, speeding down my sidewalk full of booze. You can say that Mel's an anti-Semite, but that's not true, he merely hates the Jews.